I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
We're obviously going to be talking a lot about the election, have been talking a lot about the election. We're now 2 weeks out from today. No excuse absentee voting begins today. And I can't tell you how many people I've seen posting on social media saying they're anxious. They're so stressed out. I was listening to part of the, like, was it a technically a town hall with Maria Shriver and Kamala Harris?
No, because the town hall is where people can walk up to the mic and ask questions.
That's true. No, they did have those, quote, predetermined questions, as she said.
Of course.
But I wasn't planning on this, Carl, but play clip number 7 about them talking about people being so stressed out.
You know, everybody I talk to says, you know, I have to turn off the news. I can't read anything. I'm meditating. I'm doing yoga. I'm so anxious. I just don't even know. I'm eating gummies, all kinds of things, you know. What are you doing? What are you doing?
How Not do
you
eating make- gummies.
I hear the hyena from Lion King.
It's true.
Like, isn't the hyena's name Ed?
Carl, love there Ed. Are three.
Right, Ed's hyenas. The best.
Ed doesn't speak.
Well, Ed laughs, has the best laugh.
Yeah, nice.
So anyway, I thought I would bring you some positive stories
about
today.
About gummies?
But not about gummies. Oh. Sorry, Mark, to disappoint you. But I found this podcast, I believe it was released yesterday. It's an interview Tucker Carlson did with Dave Ramsey, who we were talking about yesterday, because Dave Ramsey has just come out and said that he plans to be voting for Trump. A lot of that, or I guess you could say potentially all of that, would be based on his economic policy. But I know Dave Ramsey's a Christian, so I'm sure his other policies would more closely align with his values. But I want you, this is a longer clip, but I want you to listen to this exchange again. This is between Tucker Carlson and Dave Ramsey.
I was having dinner with someone the other night. This person just brought you up and said, the thing about Dave Ramsey is no one I have ever seen treats his employees better than he does. It wasn't just Dave Ramsey's a good guy. It was Dave Ramsey goes way out of his way to treat his employees well. And this was unsolicited. He just said that. Bless you for doing that.
Okay, so it was actually supposed to be a longer clip, but let me just walk you through what he says, basically. So he's talking about how this guy randomly brings up Dave Ramsey while they're eating dinner to Tucker Carlson, and he says that Dave goes out of his way. Like, it's not just, oh, yeah, he's a nice employer, he's a great boss. He says this guy will do absolutely anything for his staff. And Dave then gives examples, and he gets choked up, actually. You can see him tearing up at one point because he's talking about, for example, one of his employees. And by the way, their headquarters is in Tennessee. I've actually been there. It's this beautiful building.
Really?
And
you've been there?
Oh, yeah, I have. You know, because my husband is in finance, so he, like, totally nerded out. We got to meet Dave Ramsey, get a picture with him and everything. And so anyway, he was saying how one of his employees had cancer and she was out for 2 years and he paid her every single day that she was out. He's had situations like that where people have had these really sad, devastating things come up, and he, as a boss, goes out of his way, whether it be financial support or just emotional support or people helping with, you know, child care. I mean, all kinds of things. And then he makes this comment at the end, and then this is where he especially gets choked up, and he says something to the effect of, you know, if something were to ever happen with my family, my wife, my children, I have zero concerns that we would all be taken care of. Do you want to play? Is it too redundant to play it?
No one I've ever seen treats his employees better than he does. It wasn't just Dave Ramsey's a good guy. It was Dave Ramsey goes way out of his way to treat his employees well. And this was unsolicited. He just said that. Bless you for doing that. But what are an employer's obligations to his employees, do you think?
Our HR manual comes from Jesus's word that just says treat other people like you'd want to be treated. I've got a guy on my team right now that just had a horrible accident, and he's in the hospital. If we have the money and we can take care of somebody that needs to be taken care of, we simply do it because it's what I'd want somebody to do for my kid. And it's caused us to do some pretty wacky things at times.
Like what?
We had one team member that had cancer, and they didn't work for 2 years, and they got paid the entire 2 years. There's no way we weren't going to take care of her. She's been with us 15 years. She's like a sister. So we have to take care of her. That's what we do. My producer, Blake Thompson, has been with me almost 30 years. And so that's, I mean, I get choked up about it.
Yeah.
He'd do anything for Dave Ramsey. I got to tell you, man, if something happened to me, I don't have any worry about somebody taking care of one of my kids, my wife. Those people will be there.
You built an amazing world.
God's good.
Isn't that so cool?
Wow.
I love that. And I understand that not everyone's in a position, whether it be the time you have or financial means to help in the way that Dave Ramsey's helping his staff. But it just, to me, is so inspiring. And it just reminds me there's so many things that we can do to pour into other people. And it's, you're not doing it because you're then hoping that they're going to be there for you if something happens to you. You're doing it out of love and kindness and selflessness, all those things. But it is really neat that you have that sense of security of knowing, you know, you've done that for others, and you feel like if anything were to happen, they've got my back.
I love that. I've listened to Ramsey for years. You know, he is in a unique position. He, as he was talking about yesterday, he owns his media empire. Nobody can cancel me. Here's my opinion. If you don't like it, you can go listen to somebody else. If you're a program director who doesn't like it, you can stop carrying my syndicated show, but I own my show. You can't fire me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my opinion. So he has been blessed financially to do it. There may be other companies that would go to that length, but I think mostly you're going to find it in people who are.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Proprietary owners like Ramsey, right? Not big corporations. You get lost in a big corporation.
But think about this, how it even relates though to your friendships or relationships that you have with family members. By the way, shout out to my dad. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. But like, I want that reputation. I want to check in on my friends. So maybe it's not like I have to go give them $100 because they're having a hard time financially and all of that. It's not about that. I mean, it could be that, but I think it's even making a point to check in on someone or saying, hey, I know you're busy. Can I watch your son? Can I watch your daughter while you go rest or while you go run some errands that you need to get done? Hey, can I come over and help you clean? These are just little things that I started thinking about of ways I can reach out to other people and make this kind of an impact. Even if I don't have I certainly don't have the financial means to do what Dave Ramsey's doing.
Right.
And I know a lot of employers don't. But how cool. I love that so much. Every time I've listened to that probably 4 times, and I get chills every time.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, you know, there are, I'm sure, untold stories out there of local business owners who've done those things, and they just don't get the kind of attention that Ramsey's getting.
Mm-hmm.
But you do love to hear it.
Well, yes. I mean, sometimes they want to be anonymous. Sometimes there are those people who step up and they're saying, hey, I don't want any public recognition for it. And that's pretty cool because that takes a lot to want to do something big and just say, I don't need, you know, the lights shining on me to say, wow, good job.
Yeah, yeah. And Ramsey's always kind of had that approach. I didn't know about his faith, to be honest with you. I mean, I haven't listened to him in a number of years. I used to listen to him years ago. I've never heard him profess his faith in that way. So that doesn't surprise me at all that he's that way, though.
Yeah. You've got to go visit his. If you ever are going through, I think it's outside of Franklin, Tennessee, which, by the way, is a beautiful, wealthy community where a lot of the celebrities live, like the country music artists.
Oh,
live
that's
out
where
in
the
Franklin.
Chicago former, was it Cutler? Jay Cutler got arrested for DUI in Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin's gore. Because, you know, I lived out of Nashville, which is like a half hour away. It's a really cute community. But anyway, I think that's where it is, if I'm remembering correctly. But he has the like a replica, I think, of the car that he lived out of, I believe, you know, because he went bankrupt years and years ago. And he was, I mean, running on absolutely nothing. And I think he started selling stuff out of his trunk. And that was how he really started turning things around. And he has just such an incredible story. It's not the same by any means as J.D. Vance, but you think about this comeback kid, so to speak, and perseverance, and it just goes against this narrative that we're fed right now in society of, let's just say you're born in a poor family, a poor community, then you're a victim, and you should label yourself as such, and you should get things given to you because you're a victim, and you need a leg up, and it's all about equity.
Yeah.
And times are hard, but come on, pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. We've all dealt with stuff, right? Has anybody grown up and not have had some sense of trauma ever? I would like to meet you. Things happen. Life is hard. We got to rise up beyond that and come on. We cannot just identify as victims all the time.
Thank you. Now go vote.
Yes, please vote.
Today's the day. In Missouri, at least, you can go vote in person today. I may have to look into that this week for sure. I had somebody mention on Rumble earlier because we are live on Rumble and X and Facebook right now.
And YouTube.
Richie said this morning he's looking forward to voting early and in person right here in Missouri today.
Nice.
MAGA 2024.
I'll be curious to see how the lines are today because I think with it being the first day, there's going to be a lot of excitement.
I bet. It'll be almost like Election Day today, which
maybe.
It is. It's election 2 weeks starting today. Go get it done.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.